Amen. Come on, somebody tell God amen. God is good, and he's amazing and powerful, and his faithfulness always endures and will forever remain. And we're excited about what God's getting ready to do. I was a mess. I had to throw this thing off. I don't know. It kept smacking me in the mouth. I know. I was like, get it off of here. But that's what happens. Didn't David say, even I will get even more undignified for Christ to worship my King, to worship my Lord? Doesn't matter. It's not about anything else but Jesus Christ in this place. We're here to serve always and only Jesus. And that's it. And the purpose of all that we do is just for him and his name and everything that we do. And that's why we were getting crazy in here, is because we knew that no matter what gets ready to take place, and for everything that was done yesterday, it was all about him. Doesn't matter the hours that we put in if we do it for ourselves, but the hours that we put in and the time and when we're tired and for the work and the volunteer that's done is worth it when it's all for him. You'll find in the end that you'll catch yourself, even in the midst of tiredness, being able to find joy in the present circumstances of all that's going on. So you begin to look at it and say, Jesus, we just love you and we worship you. So for those of you that are here again, we want to tell you as a first-time visitor that we are so glad that you are here. We welcome you. Welcome home. Fill in. Find your place. Allow God to move in you today, not only as he just did through worship, but through the word. Let him speak to your hearts. As we get ready to go in, we've been on a series for a little while that was called Remnant Fit, and we just had finished it going into, it's more than a series, it's a lifestyle. And we're talking about how being fit with Jesus spiritually, physically, and mentally is key to how we live and how we do things for him. I guarantee, I know several of you in here from after going through some of the things that we had done with going through Remnant Fit and getting your bodies in order and your minds in order, I guarantee that it helped you and you noticed a difference yesterday when you were working, that you had the ability to keep going and with clear minds and with clear hearts. And all of us should be that way when we live in a lifestyle with Jesus, to be able to live with clear hearts, clear minds, clear bodies of all the junk and all the things that are in this world, and realize that this is not, Jesus is not a diet, he's not a fad. He's not a diet, he's not a fad, and he's not your resolution. That's the one thing that we said a couple weeks ago. Jesus Christ was never meant to be your resolution, he was meant to be your revelation. And he was meant for you to live it and live a lifestyle to serve only him. So this morning, I want to start out talking to you about lifestyle. We're not talking about lifestyle, the single word, but lifestyle. And I want to show you a few pictures that we think of sometimes when we think about style and fashion and different things. I want to show you some pictures of some magazines. I know that all of us see these when we are in the checkout lines, whether we're in the Dollar General, whether we are in Kroger's, whether we are in the gas stations. These are the kind of things that we see every day that try to teach us what style and living life in style is about. These are the things that we focus on. These are the pictures that we look at. These are the things that our lives begin to teach us down the road. And what happens is we begin to live our life style off of a glance instead of an eternity. And Jesus Christ began to speak to me about how we've all seen this and done this. And not all of you have read these magazines, but you've read the covers. Don't y'all lie in church. I know y'all have read the covers of these magazines. You stand there. It's hard not to. What are you going to do when you check out? Whatever it is, just, I don't know, just take my card. You know what I'm saying? You don't do that. Your eyes, the Word of God says that your eyes are the gateway to your soul. And so the things that you see, and the things that you watch and the things that you look at begin to allow things into your gate, the gate of your home, which is your heart, which is where Christ lives and takes residence in your spirit. What happens is when you begin to read these things into your spirit and you eat of them with your eyes, you begin to process them, and then you begin to live them, because we're all searching for something. We're all searching for something, whether it's something just to fill time, Whether we're just spacing out and we have a moment and we just catch a glimpse of something, whether we're truly searching for joy and peace, love, care, compassion, think we're all searching and we all begin to look in different aspects and different areas. And what's funny is, even though you may not have read, I've not read one of these magazines, I can be honest. I've not read them. Not, I've seen the outsides of them. And we've all heard the saying of that you cannot judge a book by a cover, right? You can't judge a book by a cover. But, you know, in these magazines, the cover stories speak volumes. I know we've heard it. Don't judge a book by its cover. And this is true when it comes to us casting judgment upon others, because you don't know what somebody's been through, especially just because of the way that somebody looks, what they have on, what they may wear, the type of music that they, you can't judge a book by the cover of what somebody's been through. You can't just, when somebody walks through these doors, you can't just be like, I don't like them. It's not how God works. This is what God was saying when he spoke to Samuel in 1 Samuel 16, verse 7. In the NIV, it says, "But the Lord said to Samuel, 'Do not consider his appearance or his height, for I have rejected him. The Lord does not look at the things people look at. People look at the outward appearance, but the Lord looks at the heart.'" This is true. This is true. God does look at our heart, and thank God he does. Thank God that he looks at our heart. We cannot look at a man or woman and judge them by just the way they look or what they wear. But what does their lifestyle say? What does their lifestyle say about who they are? What does your lifestyle say about who you are? You show me how someone lives, and it will most likely tell you who they serve. You show me how someone lives, and it will most likely tell you who they serve. God or man, being self, flesh, the world, or the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. So I'm all about definitions, and I want to give you a couple for a second, because I believe that without knowledge, people perish, and we need to know what we're talking about. I don't want to stand up here and just give you something that I have not myself studied or yet have an understanding to. So, the definition of the word life itself is the existence of an individual human being, its vitality, vigor, the period between life and death. Style. The style is a manner of doing something. It's a distinctive appearance typically determined by the principles according to which something is designed. To design or make in particular form. To designate with a particular name. That's what style means. And in that definition, it says determined by principles. Principles means the fundamental truth or proposition that serves as the foundation for a system of belief or behavior or for a chain of reasoning. So here we go. We look at those magazines and we look at it, and they're the ones who are supposed to, these people in life, are supposed to give us our life guidance, our vitality, our vigor, our style. They're the ones who are supposed to be the distinctive appearance of what we are to live by and the principles that we are to go by. They're the ones that are to be our fundamental truth for our foundation. When we look at all these things that are outside, and what's funny is the way they name these magazines, In Touch, In Style, People Magazine, Time Magazine, Fashion Magazine, Vogue, GQ Magazine. All these words that have everything to do with vanity and personal self instead of anything besides Christ Jesus. And when I look at these definitions, I get something completely different from them. If life is the existence of the individual human being, the vitality, the vigor, And the style is the manner of doing something that was designated for a particular form with a particular name. To be lived by the fundamental truth that serves as a foundation, it says to me this: Jesus Christ determined our existence while we were in our mother's womb. We were particularly designed and formed and designated by name. And we were created from the fundamental truth that He is our foundation. That's what life style is. That's where we find ourselves able to live a lifestyle. When we allow Jesus to be where our existence comes from, where our total being is made out of, and where our principal foundation is built off of. That's living a life in style with Jesus Christ. See, our life was given a brand name. It was given a brand name. You know, not like J's, and not like Nike, and not like Adidas, and not like, you know, Coach purses, and things like that. Come on, not like Louis Vuitton. We weren't given that kind of name. It doesn't matter what you wear, what you have on. We were given a brand name, guys. We were given a brand name. And we were styled in fashion in order to carry out the principles of this earth. Jeremiah 1:5 in the Amplified says, "Before I formed you in the womb, I knew and approved of you as my chosen instrument." I knew and approved of you as my chosen instrument. And before you were born, I separated and set you apart, consecrating you. Didn't we determine a couple weeks ago that literal lifestyle mean to be set apart, to be consecrated? If we live our lives in series, which are just temporal things, you know, we can say, I live like this because of certain series of events that happened to me. Well, that's why you are temporally stuck in a rut, because you are basing your life off of a series of events and not off an eternal God. It's not about being stuck in a series. He said, I separated and set you apart, consecrating you, and I appointed you as a prophet to the nations. What he is saying in this moment and in this way that this talks about this in this translation is meaning that as a prophet, it means one who was given the word of the gospel. One who was given the ability to go speak the good news of Jesus Christ. So in that translation, if you want to look at it in terms of what it means, it says, and before you were born, I separated you and set you apart, consecrating you, and I appointed you as a preacher of good news to the nations. Romans 8:29 through 30 in the Message says, God knew what he was doing from the very beginning. He decided from the outset to shape the lives of those who love him along the same lines as the life of his son. The son stands first in the line of humanity he restored. We see the original and intended shape of our lives there in him. After God made that decision of what his children should be like, he followed it up with calling his people by name. Okay. The definition of style was to be designed distinctly, have a distinctive appearance typically determined by the principles of according to which something was designed, to design or make in particular form, and to designate with a particular name. And Jesus Christ says right here, we see the original intended shape of our lives there in him, and after God made that decision of what his children should be like, he followed it up by calling his people by name. And after he called them by name, he set them on a solid basis with it. So if you guys don't get this right now, this is definition and clarity of God, of word and of heaven. This is earth and heaven coming together, and they are fully confirming Jesus Christ. By saying that Jesus Christ gave us a life that was to be lived in style and fashioned after him. And that we have the ability to live off of a foundation that is full and solid. If you want to continue to struggle, then live the world's way. Follow what these magazines say. Go back to that picture for me, Christy, 1 second. With the magazines up there. I know it takes a second because our computer freezes every once in a while. Go back to, yes, there we go. So here we go. Goodbye, Bruce. Hello, Caitlin. Fall fashion. Fall fashion. Bags, boots, and what we like. Best new trends. Do they really work? Anne Hathaway tells all. Power players. Chris Hemsworth. Street smarts. I know, I was reading that one. I was trying to figure it out for a second. The power of Taylor Swift. Steve Jobs, the life of a genius. His private world. New romance. Dumped at her lowest point. The explosive final fight. Hysterical Kim locks herself in her home for days. And then now we've got Blake and Gwen having a baby. That's like country pop gone wrong. Something wrong with that.
You couldn't have said that any better.
Oh. Smashing Pumpkins. It's that's back in the day. Y'all don't know nothing about that. Oh. No, it's a band. That was Gwen's old band. Different stuff like that. That was no doubt, but she was in, they always toured and did different things together. So listen. Craziness. But look, we all fashion our lives off of when we read these things, and what's funny is we all want the lifestyle of the rich and the famous. But if it sounds so terrible, then why do we live it?
Come on.
Why are we so trying to attain to be something that we really don't want to be? That we really don't desire? What, is it because they have money? Is it because they have the ability to get what they want when they want? Do they look like they have what they truly want? Or need, as a matter of a fact? And is their foundation look sturdy at all? And I'm not saying all of these people are bad, and some of them may have a relationship with Jesus Christ. But what I'm trying to say is that they, the way that the world portrays how our lifestyle is to be lived, has nothing to do with the factor of Jesus Christ. Jesus said, in place the life we were to live and the style we were to live it by. I guess you could say he is a brand name. He is a brand name. He showed us how we should fashion our lifestyles in this world. But what has the world said about the fashion we should live and our lives around it? You see it everywhere we go. We just talked about it. I want to give you the definitions that I looked up when I found out what fashion meant. And it's funny that it gave me almost every name of one of these magazines. And look what it says. Fashion, style, mode, vogue, fad, rage, craze. Means the usage accepted by those who want to be up to date. Fashion is the most general term and applies to any way of dressing, behaving, writing, or performing that is favored at any one time or place. The current fashion style often implies a distinctive fashion adopted by people of taste. Mode suggests the fashion of the moment among those anxious to appear elegant and sophisticated. Vogue stresses the wide acceptance of fashion. Fad suggests caprice in taking up or in dropping a fashion. Whatever you want to do, what works now, don't work, drop it. Pick up something later. Rage and craze is a stress-intense enthusiasm in adopting a fad. It's a stressful situation in picking up something you're going to drop. It's stressing yourself out to be like somebody else that you're not. It's stressing yourself to fit in a world that you don't. It's trying to be accepted by the people of taste. Well, I'm just telling you, if you're following after this world, then you have bad taste. Bad taste. Because Jesus Christ says, taste and see that I am good. Taste and see that I am good. So the world teaches us that our lifestyles be fashioned out of whatever suits you for the moment. Be whatever you want, wherever you are at the moment. Live your lives after whatever people's tastes are, not God's. Appearance is everything, and being accepted and fitting into the culture around you is more important than standing out. And life is just a fad, and if it gets too hard or doesn't seem to be how you like it, you can just drop it and move to the next best thing. This is much deeper, guys. It's much deeper than clothes. It's much deeper than the outside things. This is about the style of our spiritual, physical, and mental well-being with God. This is about our spiritual, physical, and mental well-being with God. We all get worried about the newest item coming out, the newest style, the newest hair, the newest home, the newest car, the newest job, the newest pet, the newest friend, the newest family. I've never seen people drop families and create new ones like they do in this generation than I ever. And you wonder why yesterday was so important to touch lives and to touch families is because they wanted to see and feel the consistency of what a true family under the love of God felt like. This is why it's more than a series, it's a lifestyle. This is why remnant fit, being fit jointly together with God, being fit in how you feel spiritually, being fit in the things you do in your mind, being fit with Him in the things you do in your physical body. What you do physically does matter. How you take care of this temple where He lives matters. We cannot live a life fit with Christ when we are allowing the temporal things of the world to fashion us to its design. We cannot live a fit life with Christ when we are allowing the temporal things of this world to fashion us into its design. What's funny is the thing that did not breathe life into you, did not give you breath, did not give you the blood that pumps the heart, the moves and pumps the blood through your body, did not give you the organs, did not give you the things, did not keep you in that womb and intricately put you together. The thing that does not give you any satisfaction is what we are craving to get its acceptance of. Why is it that we want to live after what did not give us life in the first place? Why? Why do we constantly seek after dead things? Why do we constantly go grave digging? I'm not a grave digger. Well, are you digging after God or are you digging after the world? Because if you're digging in the world, then you're a grave digger. It does make a difference. Our life is to be styled after God. And we are to be a model for Him in our daily behavior and experience. We were born to break the mold, people. You were never meant to fit in. And no wonder we struggle so much in our lives and stress ourselves out because we were never meant to fit in. Ever. It's okay to be a freak. It's okay. I know y'all who, when I just said that, thought of, what would people say if they hear that I'm a Jesus freak? I knew you thought of it. Find out it's true. Oh, oh, oh. Yep. You don't know nothing about that, do you? Huh? Right here. You do, right here. I know this one does, right here. Only because we probably played it when he was in our vehicle with us a lot. Down with the DC talk. That's what it is. But isn't it funny that we get so worried about being a part of culture and being a part of what makes it right? God's ready for you to take a step out and live a life in style for him. Choose to be the model of who he is. Choose to walk your runway, which is your daily life. Your daily life. And guess what? I don't want to hear nobody cares and nobody's watching me, because there are people watching and there are people who care. And what your life says and the style that you walk on the runway of life makes a difference. There is always somebody watching. Jesus Christ should be the most wanted brand name out there. He should be the most wanted brand name out there. We are all remnants of some sort that have become leftover pieces to the world. See, a remnant will always only be a remnant or leftover piece until it's allowed to be fashioned and modeled by God. A remnant will only always be a remnant, a torn piece of cloth, a leftover piece of garment that was left over from something else that was made beautiful. It will always be that. And I know that we have all felt like that leftover piece that will never be used. But you will consistently feel like that remnant until you allow God to fashion your life and model you into what he wants. That's why this is Remnant Church. Because we are his church. We are the remnants who are building his church. We are all remnants of some sort that have become leftover pieces to the world, but we are chosen to be tightly fit with God. We are remnant. Come on. Yeah. What does your lifestyle say about who you are and whom you serve? What does your lifestyle say about who you are and whom you serve? Will others be able to judge your book by its cover because of whose brand name you are wearing? Will others be able to judge your book by its cover because of whose brand name you are wearing spiritually, mentally, and physically? Again, you show me your lifestyle and I'll show you who you serve. You show me your lifestyle and I'll show you who you serve. What can be said about your lifestyle and the brand name you wear? Jesus Christ should be the most wanted brand name out there, but what are we doing to make his name fully known? What are we doing to make his name fully known? I can tell you something, Brandon, I love you and how you love shoes, especially here lately, and your J's and all your new shoes. But I have noticed what's so crazy is because Brandon is not about letting you know he's got something or doing anything. He's out there. Brandon just likes doing different things in style. One thing I think him and I have been asked many times is, how do you pull that off? Because we don't care. I don't know. We just try it. And then you wear it, and then you go, that didn't work. I don't like it. You know what I'm saying? Or you put it on, oh, I like that. You know what I'm saying? You just get what you like and do. It doesn't matter about, I don't need you to tell me what I like. One thing I can say that I have seen many times is Brandon and his shoes. So many people have come up to him in places when we are in different cities, in different states, and asked him about his shoes, and it has opened opportunities for him to begin to speak about God. Because what's happened is he doesn't let the style of the world that he likes dictate the God that he serves. Not everything in this world is terrible. But what you do with it and how you put it on a pedestal makes a difference. It just does. I guess you could say that we are Jesus' marketing team. Any good marketing team knows that if a brand is not distributed correctly, if its label is not appealing, if it's not made known and put out in front of people, that the brand dies off. Some of the most prominent ways to get brand names out there has always been billboards. They're the picture and face of the brand. We are Christ's walking billboards and the face of his name. It is our job to make sure his brand never dies. We are Christ walking billboards and the face of his name, and it's our job to make sure that the brand never dies. He will always be in style because he is the one that we're fashioned after. Jesus Christ will always be in style, and when you die, guess what? He's still in style. Romans 13, 1 through 14, 11 through 14 in the Amplified says, do this, knowing that this is a critical time. It is already the hour for you to awaken from your sleep. For our salvation is nearer to us than when we first believed in Christ. So I want to go back for a second. Do this, knowing that this is a critical time. It is already the hour for you to awaken from your sleep of spiritual complacency. Complacent would have been when we found out on Friday or Thursday when we decided late, oh, it's going to rain. Oh, we don't got to do nothing. It's all right. No big deal. We'll just cancel. No. We weren't complacent. Meaning just whatever. We just get used to whatever it is. It's just no big deal. No. It's not just no big deal. Jesus Christ is always a big deal. And everything we do for him should be a big deal. And so deciding to do something and stepping out in faith caused a big deal about his name. It's the hour for you to awaken from your sleep of spiritual complacency. For our salvation is nearer to us than now than when we first believed in Christ. The night, this present evil age is almost gone, and the day of Christ's return is almost here. So let us fling away the works of darkness and put on the full armor of light. Let us conduct ourselves properly and honorably as in the light of day, not in carousing and drunkenness, not in sexual promiscuity and irresponsibility, not in quarreling and jealousy, but clothe yourselves with the Lord Jesus Christ and make no provision for nor even think about gratifying the flesh in regard to its improper desires. So after we put on the helmet of salvation, now we're not going to be naked babies just wandering around with helmets on. We're going to put on the helmet of salvation, and then we're going to clothe ourselves in his armor, in his light, with who he is. That's how you protect yourself, because you don't even think about it, and you don't even put it on. You don't put it on. It says put on the fullness of joy. Put on the fullness of joy. Stay away from drunkenness, irresponsibility, carousing, sexual promiscuity, quarreling, jealousy, but clothe yourselves with the Lord Jesus Christ. Come on, put a brand name on. Y'all worried about wearing brand names? Wear Jesus. I want to read a scripture Pastor Josh used last Sunday, but go just a little bit further. It says Romans 6, 19 through 23. I am speaking in familiar human terms because of your natural limitations, your spiritual immaturity. For just as you presented your bodily members as slaves to impurity and to moral lawlessness, leading to further lawlessness, so now offer your members, your abilities, your talents as slaves to righteousness, leading to sanctification. That is, being set apart for God's purpose. When you were slaves of sin, you were freed in regard to righteousness. You had no desire to conform to God's will. So what benefit did you get at the time from these things of which you are now ashamed of? For the outcome of those things is death. Don't be a grave digger. But now since you have been set free from sin and have become willing slaves to God, you have your benefit resulting in sanctification, being made holy and set apart for God's purpose. And the outcome of this is eternal life. For the wages of sin is death, but the free gift of God, that is his remarkable, overwhelming gift of grace to believers, is eternal life in Christ Jesus our Lord. You get to live a lifestyle free from sin, free from guilt, free from shame. There were two thoughts that stuck with me that Pastor Josh said last week. Number one, the only thing that limits you is the lifestyle you live. And number two, we limit ourselves by the thoughts of negativity and the rumblings of normalcy. When you allow your negative thoughts to begin to fill your mind, you automatically throw off Jesus as a brand name and you begin to put on the world. When you allow trying to be normal and fitting in with the world, you throw off the brand name and you go to be a Goodwill gangster and wear the world. Isn't it funny that in the spiritual sense, we shop at thrift stores instead of going to the name brand place? Because we're so worried about being able to pay for something that he already paid for. It's not about you. Just like that song, Jesus Christ just gave us that song this morning. I am nothing. You are all things. And we live for you, God. That's because when you truly live to live a lifestyle, life styled after Jesus Christ, you'll realize that you're nothing and he's everything. And you don't have to search for anything. Brand names were created to stand out, not be normal. Nike would have never gotten where it was today if it didn't choose to do right by its branding and its brand name. Jordan was a brand name in himself just because of how he played and what he did, and it created a brand name. And do you realize that you could allow yourselves, if you allow Jesus Christ to truly move in you, you could be a walking brand name to change this world. And it wouldn't be about you, it would be about God. If you want to change history, then put on the right clothes. Put on Christ. You want to make a difference? Quit dressing yourself in the world. Quit dressing yourself for how the world lives and moves and walks. You want to be different? Quit trying to be like everybody else then. Let's just put it this way. There will only be one Michael Jordan. There will only be one actual creator of Nike, the one who founded that and did it. Isn't it funny that we want to be like all these people? Well, guess what, guys? The powerful thing is we have only one Jesus. But what's even more powerful is he's given you the authority to carry his name. When we choose to follow the style of the world, we exclude ourselves from the runway of heaven. When we choose to follow the style of this world, we exclude ourselves from the runway of heaven. You will either be fashioned after temporal or eternal things. It's up to you. So ask yourself today, whose brand name am I wearing? Stand with me this morning. Whose brand name am I wearing? Who do I concern to fill my time with? Who do I dig after? Who do I seek after? Who do I search after? Who's the one that I desire for? What fills my fancy? What do I try to form myself after, fashion myself after? Whose brand name are you wearing? Before we leave anywhere today, I want every head bowed, every eye closed today. I cannot leave this room without asking if anyone in this room has never accepted Jesus Christ as their personal Savior, I want you to raise your hand. That you know that you in your life and the style that you live is not living the brand of Jesus Christ. If you have asked Jesus to come into your heart, but you know that your lifestyle is not a brand of Jesus Christ, you have an opportunity today to unclothe yourself and put on God. If that's you in this room, and you know you want to say, I want to put on a brand name today, I want to shop at the right place, then I ask that you raise your hand. If you want to accept Jesus Christ as your personal Savior in this room today, raise your hand. Just a few more minutes. Anybody else? It's not too late. It's never too late. It's never too late to change your clothes. Because Jesus is preparing the greatest party for you to arrive to. Put on his brand name. We're going to go ahead and